It was San Francisco. It was the late 1960s into the early 70s, and they were hippies and lived together in a commune. Most of them were gay, and they danced in outrageous outfits at parties and clubs for free. They were the Coquettes, and they managed to gain an underground following for a send-up of the wedding of Trisha Nixon, daughter of then-President Richard Nixon. Now their cast of characters and 15 minutes of fame is recalled in a film that plays for more than an hour. Independent producer Robin White has the dish.
In 1967, actor George Harris joined an anti-war protest at the Pentagon. A Life magazine photographer caught Harris threading flowers into the rifles of soldiers guarding the building. The photograph became an enduring icon of the 1960s, but no one knew what happened to the person. When the protest was over, Harris headed for San Francisco. He changed his name to Hibiscus and created a theater group to entertain people for free. In Bill Weber and David Weissman's film The Coquettes, a former member by the name of Scrumbly remembers the very first show.
We went up on stage, they put the song on, and we just danced. We did kind of a spontaneous, you know, kick chorus line. Here we are, androgynous freaks up here dancing. Thank you and good evening. That was it. The audience went nuts.
And the Coquettes danced, wild. Often naked or in drag, and once in costumes stolen from a Chinese opera. They lived together in a free love commune. It was all part of a landscape of alternative living that included Ken Kesey's Merry Pranksters and free concerts by the Grateful Dead. David Weissman says the filmmakers wanted not just to tell the story, but also to capture the spirit.
Some people actually said early on, you can't call this a documentary because documentary sounds like medicine. And so we thought of calling it a cocumentary, you know, the world's first cocumentary, because it's not really a conventional documentary where you have sort of serious people providing depressing information.
The film uses home movie clips and old recordings of the Coquettes singing adapted show tunes. They're mixed with interviews with surviving members and people who knew them. In the film, Hibiscus's mother, Ann Harris, reads a letter from her son.
It's to his brother, Walter, and it was written in 68 or 69. Dear Walter, a bizarre morning here in San Francisco. The wind howls as I howl. I remember last night running through Chinatown with flowers and glittering red Chinese banners.
Overall, there were 47 Coquettes running along with Hibiscus, men, women, gays, straights, transsexuals, and even babies. The high point was their 1973 film Trisha's Wedding, a crude satire on the wedding of President Nixon's daughter. Nixon's wife, Pat, loved to throw garden parties at the White House, and her daughter's wedding was supposed to be the crowning achievement. In the film version, bearded drag queens play celebrities.
The now Mrs. Jacqueline Onassis.
Good evening.
How does it feel to be back in the White House?
I just can't believe it. It's so tacky.
It was done in a spirit of play, but the film ended up becoming political theater. The film toured around the country, and the attention brought the press to the Coquettes' commune. In a recent interview, former member Fayette says journalists would come and watch like anthropologists. She says in those days, all journalists wore bush jackets.
The journalists would come, and they would stand in the middle of the room and not move, and have this very fearful look on their face, like they didn't know what was going to happen to them. God forbid somebody should rip that bush jacket right off them.
I don't think I was wearing a safari jacket.
Robert Altman was a photographer for Rolling Stone magazine.
I remember my own reaction to Hibiscus himself. I mean, I am a straight male, and it's not my pleasure to lie with another male. But there was something magical, something very different and wonderful about Hibiscus. And I was amazed. I found myself all of a sudden being slightly attracted to this human being.
Altman says the Coquettes were all about breaking down barriers, and that made an impression in the press. Based on magazine reviews, the troupe was invited to New York. John Lennon, Andy Warhol, and Angela Lansbury attended the opening, but actress Sylvia Miles says the New York audience didn't know how to react.
It was like a big bomb. It was like not just a bomb, like a thud. I mean, this was like, what is it? People fled. They got up and fled. It was so terrible.
It was the beginning of the end for the Cockettes. There were arguments. People wanted to get paid for their work, but that ran against the original idea of playing for free. The experiment had run its course, but 30 years later, David Weissman says he still thinks it has something to teach.
What we really wanted to impart to a younger generation was not a feeling of, oh, look what you missed, but a feeling of, look what's possible.
Gets a second chance to find out what's possible. The film is currently showing at the Quad and is opening in other theaters across the country. For NPR News, I'm Robin White in San Francisco.